It's time to dive into the latest news and updates from the Vegas Golden Knights. This is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Bring you into our studio at Studio 31 at City National Arena. Darren Millard along with Darren Elliott, the Olympian, getting set for a big game for the Vegas Golden Knights, a big week for the Vegas Golden Knights. The playoff picture in the Western Conference will likely look a lot different by the end of this week, with Vegas going on a four-game road trip following up a very successful homestand in which they won three games. We're going to get to Bruce Cassidy's media availability from St. Louis in just a little bit. Plus, we'll go around the National Hockey League and update you on various stories. But the way it looks right now, Darren, on Nighttime at Noon, as we start this week, Vegas is looking over their shoulder at 4 points between themselves and the St. Louis Blues going into action tonight. With a regulation win, it's 6, does you a huge favor as far as locking things down. If you lose in regulation, it's down to 2. That's the half-empty side of it. Half full, you win tonight, and you're tied for 3rd in the Pacific Division, and you're only a couple of points behind the Edmonton Oilers for home ice. Make sense of what's going on.
Well, the cushion that you were able to build up in October, it's vanished, right? So now we have a dozen games that are way more important and critical to your standings and making the playoffs than you ever, you know, would have dreamt. So from that standpoint, these are critical games, more critical than you would have hoped for. But as you pointed out, it's down to you must win these games now.
You can take a lot of pressure off your shoulders by winning in regulation tonight.
Yeah, from that part of it, yes, yeah, certainly. It becomes, you know, a monumental game for a team that, you know, won the Stanley Cup, got off to a magical start, and has just kind of careened the rest of the season.
So is this the most important game of the season?
Oh, I knew you were going to make it a... Well, yeah, I would say...
Maybe not the biggest. There's other rivalries. There's Winter Classic. There's higher profile games. But this is game 71. Is it the most important game of the year?
Yes, it is. And I won't go coach speak and say, the next game is the most important game. No, this is critical. This is vital. I mean, because if you don't win, if your opponent wins, if the Blues win in regulation, you're giving them juice. And they've been playing well lately.
For Vegas, we'll get into the crease situation. We'll hear from Bruce Cassidy in just a little bit. I'm sure that that's part of his questioning as far as what Vegas is going to deal with Aiden Hill leaving the game the other night in the victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets. But it does fall on Logan Thompson for tonight, and it was going to anyway because of the rotation. This is an opportunity for that young man as much as anybody else.
Another one for Logan Thompson to take advantage of, as he's done throughout his playing days at various levels. Plays better, to me, when there's a little chip on the shoulder. He hasn't played probably as much as he had hoped in recent months. Now it might be him till the end of the season. So from an athlete's standpoint, it's like you want opportunity. You want opportunity when it matters most. He missed out on the playing down the stretch last year because of injury. So right now, it's Logan Thompson's turn to write another chapter.
So you think the way that he has navigated his career, this might be a boost instead of all the pressure being on him? And I don't know how long Aiden Hill is going to be out, but for next little bit, yep, it looks like it's going to be Logan Thompson. The opportunity, the way he embraces this. Remember a couple of years ago when he was the guy trying to get this team in amid all
right.
the injuries.
And play great.
And
that was his first real opportunity, you know, at the NHL level. So I have full confidence that he's going to be full value in terms of what he brings in the blue paint and in the goaltending position for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to need them.
Let's look back a little bit before we forecast this four-game road trip.
Okay.
That's going to continue with a back-to-back set against Nashville, and then we'll finish up against the Minnesota Wild on the weekend with a game against Winnipeg in between. What they were able to do on the homestand, winning 3 times, and it wasn't an easy 3 wins. It was a very spectacular loss in the one that fell behind them, but they pick up the points and look like they really did establish something, a foundation on the defensive side.
Well, you have your defense blocking more shots than your goaltender in a couple games. Kind of unheard of. But to your point, 21 shots against, 21 shots against. You're back to being the team that is so difficult to get to the inside on around the net. So they did a great job defensively, and that has to be there.
How much better do you think this group feels today than it did a week and a half ago?
I think, you know, they feel okay about their game from that standpoint, but the reality is, you know, it's tighter than you would have anticipated or liked. You know, the whole notion of getting our game in shape, you know, finding our, which they've done, we've talked about that, but you're still missing key pieces. Hill's out, Petrangelo's out, you know, Mark Stone, the captain's out. So you've gotten pieces back, but it's been so fluid with your lineup, hard to get consistency. If you have that base defensively, they'll feel good about themselves, but it's all about winning now.
Tomas Hertl also remains out.
Yep.
On his way back. Good news is that he
can
is
you be
skating.
Out when he's never been in.
Yeah, good point. He's on the verge of being added. Bruce Cassidy announcing last week that he is back skating, and the assumption always was that he was going to play before the start of the playoffs. If the group is sort of in that holding pattern about how they feel about themselves, what do you think the coaching staff's assessment of the team is now compared to that similar period a week and a half ago?
Well, they're liking Dorofeev, his addition, what he's been able to, you know, a bit of a rotation now. He's productive. Good for him. Defensively, you've had to move people in and out. Zach Whitecloud was a coach's decision a couple games. I thought he was excellent. One of the best games I've seen him play all season long in his return. And that's what you have to do as an athlete. It's not what's happened. It's how you respond. I thought it was great. And as a core, I mean, Ben Hutton inserted in. Fantastic results. So from that standpoint, I think the coaches are pretty happy. But you're always looking for the details. How's our power play? What's going to be?
Well, that looks better.
It looks better, right? You're getting some chances.
Chances,
too.
Yeah. And they scored in back-to-back games. One was an empty netter late, but
again,
statistically,
when I say they're getting chances, they're actually like getting seven opportunities. Like they're getting more opportunities where they, for a long time, it was 0-for-1. 0-for-2. Tough to really establish anything unless you're getting 3 or 4 looks on the job per game, and that hasn't been the case.
So they beat New Jersey. They beat Seattle.
Yep.
And they topped the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they played a really good game against Tampa Bay.
Yep.
What are you most encouraged if it's not the defensive foundation outside of that being able to lock it down?
How the lines look. Mm-hmm. They look cohesive. They look like they're establishing the forecheck more regularly, holding on to pucks in the offensive zone more consistently. And Will Carrier, his addition, helps that immensely. But it's just kind of that that's our identity, and they're getting to that as well.
I don't know whether Bruce addressed it. We'll get to that in segment 2 of Nighttime at Noon. But it'll be interesting to see what he does with the lines. I don't know whether he goes back to how they finished against Columbus or the more familiar look at how they started against the Blue Jackets. There's probably no wrong decision there.
No, there isn't. It's really, you probably, to me, you go with what you ended with. Just because you're, again, looking for a little more jump. A little more cohesion up front. And when it looked good, it's like, okay, we'll start there. Knowing full well, as you said, Darren, he can change it at any moment, again, if need be.
Jack Eichel hits the 500-point mark in pretty impressive fashion. This is a player that has averaged the same number of points.
I heard you say that on the show. Wow.
Buffalo and Vegas. But how he's viewed, I think, league-wide is very different, isn't it?
Well, first of all, you won a Stanley Cup and was a huge contributor with and without the puck. And in Buffalo, you miss the playoffs every year. Nobody cares what you do without the puck as much. It's not looked upon because it didn't lead to anything substantive as a team. Whereas part of a team, he was a huge reason they won the Stanley Cup. And it wasn't just, oh, Jack Eichel was productive offensively. No, he was good in the faceoff circle, doing yeoman's work 200 feet on the back check. So That's the reason everyone saw the full capabilities of Jack Eichel when it mattered, and he made it matter.
The shot the other night.
Oh.
Like, wow, that release.
Right?
And he's looks like he's shooting more recently.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. We didn't really talk about specifics, more kind of stuff in general, how he's feeling, that kind of stuff. And he should, you know, there's one of those things that he is taking lots of shots. That's not a bad thing. He's a shooter. Lots of his assists should be on rebounds. But the way he shoots it, sometimes there's no rebounds.
No rebounds,
that's a good
thing,
right?
Let's get to break, and we'll come back with a – interview with Bruce Cassidy, his media availability,
okay.
and what is ahead from a lineup perspective. How's your voice holding up? You sound a little scratchy today.
A little scratchy, and we've got the whole game to go, so I've got a long day.
Okay. I was going to get you to do the reads, but I think it's flipped back to me
back
in this
to
department.
You.
So you save it because
okay.
We need your analysis when it comes to game time. 4:30 is the pregame show tonight on Scripps Sports, and then we'll get to St. Louis. Ashley Weiss, Dave Gosher, and Shane Knighty. The most exciting games of the Golden Knights season are upon us. We're calling this the most important game of the year. Catch them all, plus the first round of the playoffs with the new Nighttime Plus deadline deal. When you subscribe to Nighttime Plus, gain access to VGK Classic Games, exclusive content, and every episode of Nightlife and more. Ashley was just out shooting some stuff for Nightlife in St. Louis this morning. Don't miss a minute of the action. Subscribe now at nighttimeplus.com. We're back to Nighttime at Noon with Bruce Cassidy next on Fox Sports Las Vegas and NighttimeBoots.com.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Got a second to tell you about the spectacular Hotel Californian in Santa Barbara. It's a crown jewel of the Foley Entertainment Group, located right by the ocean. Experience oceanside views. That's what happens when you're right beside the ocean. In one of 121 luxury guest rooms and suites, you can taste the region's finest wine at the Society State and the Mason Taysen Room, and treat yourself to an unparalleled massage at Majorelle. All in the heart of the American Riviera, designed for domestic and international guests alike, Hotel California is the perfect destination for any traveler seeking a one-of-a-kind luxury experience. Be like Darren Elliott and check out Hotel California. Visit hotelcalifornian.com and book your next day. Four games this week for the Vegas Golden Knights. They took advantage of the homestand, winning 3 of 4. Now they go on the road for 4. What's the goal? Is it 2 out of 4? Is it 4 points out of 8? How would you put that into perspective?
Well, it depends which games you win, obviously.
That is true. It's right. It's more important which games you win this week than the overall record.
If you go 2-1-1 and you win the first game tonight and the last game.
Last game against Minnesota.
I think I'm good with that.
Bookend the road trip with wins, because he plays Minnesota, who's chasing you to
right.
end the road trip, and who knows what it looks like by then. And you start off against the St. Louis Blues. This is a back-to-back scenario. A lot has been made in conversations that I've had with people about the challenge of starting with a back-to-back and Nashville also being in the mix. I don't want to say any game's non-important, but tonight is the priority, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you're not supposed to look ahead anyway. And you don't really, as an athlete. Like, once you're in the mix, you're on the game.
But we look ahead all the time, and the athletes aren't here. So
that's
let's
right.
look ahead.
There's no athletes in this room that I can see. But, you know, you're right. Nashville, you're quote-unquote chasing them, maybe. You're probably closer.
You're not really worried about them because you're actually chasing L.A.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So yeah, I mean – That's a difficult game regardless. It becomes a little bit easier if you get 2 points in regulation tonight.
How much time do you think we will actually spend together this week? You and I, starting with Nighttime at Noon and then the road trip that will take the team through.
I've been looking
Nashville.
Forward to it. Lots and lots and lots, but we're going to have to get better at coordinating our outfits. Here I'm in a quarter zip and you're all dressed up.
I got here early. I'm prepared.
I
I'm really
too,
excited
but
about
I was
this.
Downstairs with the guys at the rink.
You know, it's funny. There are certain games you naturally look forward to, matchups or city stops, different things that will influence your opinion.
Sure.
This is just a plain old hockey game tonight.
Oh, yeah. And it's a team that in the Vegas Golden Knights, we know the pedigree, but they've been wobbling, like I said, careening, whatever you want to put it. And they've, you know, all the points that they had garnered October, good thing they did, because they need them now. And now it's all about mano a mano, team on team.
The way you talk, it almost doesn't sound like they've won five of their last seven.
Well, yeah, that was after two 8-1. Yeah. You know, so that doesn't even get you to 500 in that stretch. And we've seen it. They haven't played consistently well for lots of reasons. There've been we've said all the reasons for it. The results haven't been there to the degree over longer stretches than anybody would have anticipated. So now here you are. You're still in you're still in the right position if you're able to take care of business here in the last dozen games.
And one of the reasons why it might not transition into or transpire into feeling like winning 5 of 7 is they've been hard games.
That's right.
They've all been close. You've had different issues
three non-playoff teams.
Aiden Hill's out, so it's you haven't had Petrangelo,
right.
You're right, you haven't had that take the load off the shoulders 5-1 game kind of thing to exhale.
Well, and remember the playoffs? There were blowouts in the playoffs like you've never seen before, right? The beer was flowing early, you know, and often.
Love the beer. We'd love to get back to that stage.
Exactly.
We're not going to go do that right now, but we are going to pause and send things out to St. Louis. Ashley Weiss and company gathered around Bruce Cassidy for his media availability ahead of this game against the St. Louis Blues.
Pretty big four-game trip.
Yeah, none bigger
so that's
tonight.
Low, too.
To get to the next one, right? But certainly should be a good hockey game. Obviously, they know where they are, and we know where we are in the standings. So, looking forward to it. And again, we need the points, so do they. So that's about all that needs to be said.
Your team on the homestand really dialed in the way they're defending. Is there still some room to grow in that area, and can you do it consistently?
Well, we can definitely do it consistently. I think we have the mindset to do that. We've done it before in the past, just not as consistently this year as we'd like. So just some reminders, some cues, D up, forwards reloading, usually that, the trust in one another. Is what's made us be successful in that. We're going to need it. St. Louis is a really good rush team, so you got to be over people. You got to manage puck between the Blues and don't allow them the blue line so that their active D can be part of it.
You've talked a little bit about how, you know, Petrangelo kind of forced necessity is the mother of invention, and you put Hag and Hanifin together, and how good have they been?
They've been excellent. They've really down plays coming into our end. Hanny's done that with no matter who he's played with. Well, he's only really played, I guess, with Petro and Hager, but he's really good at surfing across and forcing people to get away from him. And now what he's doing is pushing him into his partner, and his partner's up. A guy like Nick that's got a long stick, all of a sudden the guy, you really run out of room unless you have support all over the place. So Noah's really good identifying that early, so before the support arrives. So now they're just chipping pucks behind him, and Noah has the ability to win that race to get back on it. And Hager's a long body to get around, so he can steer that forecheck or whatever way he wants and give Noah a little extra time.
That's such good stuff.
We're just going back for retrievals, and we're going the other way. So they've done a real good job with that.
The start tonight is obviously crucial. Do you have an effect on that, or is it mostly the dressing room?
The start, should be, I've got to prepare him to play, but a lot of that started this morning at when we had our first meeting about the power play and then our team review from Columbus, the things we do well, then we do PK and 5-on-5 tonight. So that's a lot of our prep work. I think it's on the players to, especially a game of this magnitude, to get themselves ready individually. And then obviously as a team, it's up to me when the puck drops to manage the people going over the board. So it's a shared responsibility, but they're the ones that have to get themselves ready. My job is to collectively get the team prepared to play. The individuals should be getting themselves ready to play, and then you hope it all comes together.
Jack Eichel's game has gotten better and better since his return from injury. Do you get the feeling that somewhere in his mind, you know, with Stone, Petrangelo, Hurdle not around, that he has said, I got to lead and I got to really put the group on his shoulders?
Yeah, I think so. I think he wants some of that responsibility. And like, even when Petro's here, Jack will take control. But now it's almost like looking around, like, as you said, it's like, well, there's the door is open, right, for people to lead. And Carly's always done it in his quiet way. And we're looking for that other people to step up and do it. And I would say 100% Jack has done that and wants to be the guy that sort of you know, takes charge and puts, I don't want to say put the team on his back, because I don't think we're made that way. I think everyone does their job here when we're at our best. But be the first guy to sort of lead the charge.
What's impressive to you about St. Louis so much this year?
Well, their rush game is excellent. Right? They're really good at getting through the neutral zone, making plays. That's probably their biggest strength in terms of with the puck. And I think without the puck, both their goaltenders have been really, really good and consistent, solid, keep them in every game. So it doesn't matter who's in there. They always have a chance to win.
How much fun is it playing goal? For your players to be able to come here in a game that matters so much and to be able to play these kind of games down the stretch? I'm sure you guys would like it to be a little bit more.
Well, we would like more wiggle room for sure. And I'm sure St. Louis would say the same thing. But here we are, right? So I think these are exciting games, and they're – Our guys are usually, the bigger the game, I think the more our guys get up. I know Barbie's always excited to come back here after winning a cup here, so I think there's lots to play for everyone.
Have you been encouraged, Bruce, with T's game in the last couple of starts?
That's a very inquisitive question.
Thank you very much.
What did he say?
Very inquisitive question.
Have you been
encouraged by
he's been good. He got thrown into a bit of a tough spot the other night, and then, hope they don't get a late one like that, but I think he should be able to turn the page on that. The game was in hand. It was a bit of a fortunate bounce. So, but the games before that, I thought he was really good. When we needed the time and save, we got it, and we played very well in front of him. So, you know, hopefully that's the case tonight. I think this team has a little more firepower than we've seen recently. If we're not careful, as I said before, if we're careful with the puck and working above, then we can limit some of that and make it a lot easier on LT. But I like where he's at. He seems to be in a good place. So we're going to need it with Hilly being out here. We're not sure how the extent of his injury will be out, but he's not here right now. So LT's going to get the lion's share of the starts.
No Aiden Hill on the trip to start. That's the latest from the organization regarding the veteran goaltender who led the Golden Knights to the Stanley Cup last year. So we will track that as we go along through the course of the week, both on Scripps Sports and Fox Sports Las Vegas. Tune into the pregame shows for the very latest. So that's the situation goal. Logan Thompson is the guy. Jiří Patera has been recalled. Nothing they haven't been through before. Another situation. As a team, do you play differently when your goaltending is in a little bit of a fluid situation?
I don't think so. Personally, I think it's, to be honest with you, there's some guys that, who's playing? Like, you know what? It's like, just stop the puck.
Is the guy that catches with his right or is the guy that catches with his left?
You know, from that standpoint, I mean, there's obviously more in terms of communication and, you know, leaving pucks and those kinds of things, and working together on certain plays with their defensemen. But overall, no, I think this is how we play. You heard the coach talk about getting the timely save from Logan in his two starts previous. And when they're playing that way, that's how it's designed. That's how it's supposed to work.
I'll ask you this question now because it will come up before this night is over.
Okay.
Would you consider playing Logan in back-to-back?
Yes.
Tonight and tomorrow against Nashville.
Yes, I would. I mean, I think that's one of the more overblown things. I know there's analytics and all those kinds of things that support splitting up back-to-backs. And in a perfect world, that's when your second guy gets to play a lot anyway. And that's just how it's been forever. But there's no – I don't think that's a problem at all.
Doesn't impact that he's made three straight appearances. I know it was in the third period the other night, but just mentally. That's the part that I would worry about more.
It shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, there's the other side of that. When you're going to play and you know you're going to play, mentally it goes away. Like there's no gap. Sometimes it's easier when you know your number's going to be called all
really?
The time. Yeah. You're like, okay, you don't have to worry about, am I going to be in there? Am I not going to be in there? But again, I'm making it sound like it's random. It's not the goalie coach, Sean Burke, right?
Mm-hmm.
They map this stuff out. Now the map has to, you know, involve a detour because of the injury, but the communication's there. I don't think anyone will be surprised if Logan starts both games.
Bruce brought up Ivan Barbashev. Here's my theory, my little prediction looking at the crystal ball. It has nothing to do with anything that I've heard, but wouldn't it be interesting? This is a player that was sold off by St. Louis last year at the trade deadline as they weren't going to make the playoffs and they moved players on. Now, he has a chance. Wins the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
But now has a chance to really put a dagger in his former team tonight. Also knocking on the door of 100 career goals in the National Hockey League. But it never did any of us think that a year from the deadline that it would be Ivan Barbashev with a chance to knock back his former team. There's a little bit of theater in this.
Yeah, and you heard the coach mention Barbashev by name, so he's expecting a big game from him, and that line has been really good for a long stretch with Eichel and Marshall. So yeah, you can see them doing some damage. I'd have to say that you said he's going to get two goals. I think you told me off air. It's like I could see Barbashev being a difference maker in this game, certainly.
Okay, I'm just going to write that down. Do not say things I don't want to be on the air to Darren Elliott in private conversation. Is nothing private with you?
Well, I didn't know that was
you
a
just,
secret.
You just take everything off the air on the air.
I thought it was worth it.
I don't mind it, though. I'll go with two goals for Ivan Barbashev tonight.
That's your prop bet, okay.
The way we're looking at this.
One goal, one assist.
I want to get into the blue line, too. And you touched on some of the guys that were out and have come back in. I'll go through those players and get to your opinion because without Alex Pietrangelo, this team could have suffered a bit of a sag, and it hasn't. And the growth that we've seen from young guys to veteran guys, that's all coming up as we continue on nighttime at noon. Looking forward to the game against the St. Louis Blues. Part of the Foley Entertainment Group is AFC Bournemouth. It's climbing the table in the English Premiership, ending the season there, where they take on some of the best football teams in the world. Hello, nice to see you again. Show your support for the Cherries by catching their matches via stream on NBC's Premier League coverage or streaming on Peacock. Make sure to visit the Arsenal at City National Arena to pick up some Bournemouth merch, including jerseys, scarves, and more. I've got them all. To learn more, be part of the club's exciting new era. Make sure to visit afcb.co.uk. Up the Cherries. We'll be right back.
Live from City National Arena, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Ever wanted to own a piece of the Golden Knights and a Golden Knights history? VGK Authentics is the official channel for game-used items coming off the ice, from game-used pucks to game-worn jerseys and everything in between. Owning something from your favorite Golden Knights player has never been so easy. Shop VGK Authentics on VegasTeamStore.com. That's VegasTeamStore.com at the Arsenal, at City National Arena, and VGK Authentics kiosk behind Section 10 at T-Mobile Arena during games. So stop by, check it out. Darren Millard along with Darren Elliott, the Olympian, on Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas. And, of course, Nighttime Plus. So we've got the Vegas Golden Knights against the St. Louis Blues tonight. 4:30 pregame show on Scripps Sports. 4 o'clock pregame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, and the puck drop just after 5 o'clock. It's a swing game tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, as they can be as many as 6 points up on the St. Louis Blues on a playoff position, or it could squeeze down to 2 if the St. Louis Blues win in regulation. We've got a couple of other scenarios that will play out to get you to in just a little bit. But one question coming in regarding Thomas Hertl, who's been moved to long-term injury reserve. Does that affect whether or not he can play in the regular season? No, because there's a definitive time frame when you move to long-term injury reserve that you must miss. He's in the rehab portion. He's not going to be back during that time frame anyway, so it frees up some cap space, roster spot. It's just mainly some moving around
accounting
of pieces to allow you a little bit more freedom. It doesn't mean anything as far as Hurdle's status going forward.
Correct. Well stated. And again, it's you still, when you add players from Henderson, all of a sudden you have to figure out the math. And people much smarter than us. So we're not athletes and we're not smart. Here we are doing this kind of stuff. And when you look at it, it's really just about your roster construction.
They bring up Jiří Patera.
That's right.
We don't know the long-term status of Aiden Hill, so you'd like to give yourself some flexibility with him, so you move the player that's already out onto long-term injury reserve. The defensemen, wanted to get to that. They have put 4 different defensemen into the lineup off of either long absences or time away from the team or outside the lineup that is not usual.
Right.
So Whitecloud and Haig were healthy scratches. Martinez is a player that came off injury, and Ben Hutton injury and a long absence. they've all managed to go in and play a very clean game. All four of them.
Yeah, and you think of Hanifin and Haig. Bruce Cassidy talking about it was
Haig going to his offside.
Really insightful, which he played, I believe, in junior.
Mississauga Steelheads, yeah.
And but that whole how their styles mesh, right? Because Bruce talked about Hanifin's skating. We know his skating ability, and he defends really well with his feet. But when he's talking about surfing, that's coming from his side all the way across in the neutral zone and putting pressure on the puck carrier, forcing him into his defense partner. And his defense partner is a big guy with a long reach, and if he stands up, it's now a chip play. It has to be. Well, that means Hanifin keeps his speed up on the arc, on the surf, and is able to go back as a good skater as he is, get a puck retrieval, and it's an easy out. That's great stuff.
Okay, why do they call it surfing, though?
I'm not sure. I never really analyzed it that way, but I kind of...
there's got to be some type of element of it, but yeah. I can't seem to grasp why it's called surfing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really surfed, so I can't say, are you on an arc when you're on the top of a wave? I don't know.
You've never surfed?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You should go do it.
Guess what? I'm not starting now.
No, you should go try it. It's really hard.
Chances are low.
Get a big board. Well, go to a place with some, not big waves, but some waves that are going to give you some momentum.
Did a lot of water skiing, boogie board.
It's not even close. It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Oh, so you want me to start now?
Yeah, okay. but on a big board, you're athletic. You do yoga every day. Yeah, you're in great shape.
Day,
I think it'd be fun for you. I think you would love it. Get a wetsuit. Water's cold.
There you go.
Especially in there for a couple hours. Don't go near anywhere where sharks. Stay away from that. And I think you'll have a great time.
Okay.
All right.
But it doesn't give us the definition of surfing.
No, I don't know why they call whatever the play that you just described.
Have you heard it called that before?
No, I've never heard of it called surfing.
Craig Ramsey was the first one ever introduced.
Oh, I love Craig.
Yeah, to that term.
But it does help out. But you've got to be able to, one, have some pretty good communication, and you've got to be a really good skater.
Right.
To be able to funnel the opposition towards a certain side. Because if you ever get beat, and you will, that's going to happen. You have to be able to rescue it on the other side.
Right, but the read is for Hanifin in this case doing the surfing, is do you have weak side support? Are your forwards in good position that the puck's not going to get flopped over and you're exposing roughly the whole side of the ice? So there's the early read, and then it's all about skating.
Somebody asked me the other day, what's weak side? What's strong side?
Weak side is where the puck isn't.
Okay.
Strong side is where the puck is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to describe it, but it was going to be a lot more technical than that, and it wouldn't have made as much sense. So that cut through about
that was my
four and a half
coaching.
Minutes of Darren Millard rambling with that. You also have Alec Martinez going back in, and he was really good for those couple of games. He was also playing on his wrong side with Ben Hutton. They were put in at the same time, and that could go. Hutton hadn't played for 2.5 months, and Martinez was coming off the injury, and they were clean.
Yeah, well, Martinez has such moxie, such experience. Ben Hutton, from an athlete, again, just an athlete standpoint, 2.5 months between games. To go in and just survive would be one thing. You'd go, good job. He's been a factor, a positive force in the game.
Second power play unit.
Right. And what's most amazing to me about it is that he goes in and plays a defined game. This is who I am. I'm not going to sit back. I'm a guy that likes to play up. And so even with all that time off, he's able to go, yep, this is who I am. And boom, I'm going to go out and play my game and let the chips fall where they may, and they've been good. The results have been great.
He spent those 2.5 months sitting on 499 games, a career milestone. So he was looking so much forward to playing his milestone game at the Winter Classic, and he gets hurt right before it. Then he rehabs from injury, but they've got their set, 6. So they're rolling with that, and you can't criticize that.
Nope.
But at some point, it's not just being out of the lineup, but when am I going to get in? When am I going to get my milestone game? There's a couple of chances where he could have slid in, and it didn't happen. That gymnastic game that he was doing,
mental,
yeah, that must have been a challenge.
That's the amazing part. When we talk about the physicality and going and play, when I say he went in and played his game, it's because of that mental strength, that mental belief that I know who I am as a hockey player, and when I get in, that's how I'm going to play.
And yeah, your assessment of Zach Whitecloud's game the other night was right on the money at how just effective he was. And there was a point in the second period where I saw more aggressive, assertive Zach Whitecloud in the offensive zone, where he let somebody else cover up front because he happened to be down low, and he stayed right between the hash marks looking for a deflection. He was playing the role of a forward and wasn't immediately worried about getting back and covering. It just like a different play. And I don't know whether that was from getting back in and trying to push it a little bit, something that's been suggested to him, or just the reset and feeling a little bit more free.
I think it would be John Stevens getting with him saying, look, here's when you've been effective in the past. And he was very aggressive offensively off that right point. I saw that too, that assertiveness. And then what happens when you're not playing well, and he was, you know, for whatever reason, wasn't having the year that he wanted, and you don't want to, you're now playing not to make a mistake. Now you're not staying up on the forecheck. You've established yourself as the forechecker. You linger until there's, you know, a change of possession. And he looked really confident, and that's great to see.
Golden Knights take on the St. Louis Blues pregame show on the television side at 4:30 on Scripps Sports, 4 o'clock on Fox Sports Las Vegas. The first playoff spot can be clinched tonight. We'll tell you who that is and what has to happen to make it occur. It's nighttime at noon on Nighttime Plus and Fox Sports Las Vegas. We continue after this.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Hey, good news here. St. Louis Blues and the Vegas Golden Knights coming your way. We've inching closer to that face-off tonight. It is the game of the year. It is the most impactful game. It can do a lot of good for the Vegas Golden Knights playoff hopes, and it can also move them up in the standings. Vancouver and Los Angeles playing, and depending on what happens there, Vegas could be in a tie for third in the Pacific Division and within a couple of points of the Edmonton Oilers for a home ice spot. Edmonton enters with 88 points tonight, and the Vegas Golden Knights with 83. So you are looking at what could end up being, if Saturday's moving day in golf, this is a moving night for the Vegas Golden Knights, potentially, if things fall in place. And the other big development on Nighttime at Noon today is I think Darren Elliott's grabbed the surfing bug. Like, you spent the entire break talking about surfing,
well,
and different comparisons and what maybe paddleboard
done.
Yoga on the paddleboard, yeah. Like different ideals. So we've really covered
interest.
A lot of ground today.
Yeah.
Vancouver can clinch a playoff spot tonight. Team that did not make the Western Conference postseason last year could be the first team to book their ticket to the second season tonight if they pick up a couple of points. Here's how it can, and it has to do with the Golden Knights game as well. If the Canucks pick up a point, so if they pick up a point in any fashion, and St. Louis Blues lose in regulation, Vancouver is in. If Vancouver wins tonight against L.A. and the Blues lose in any fashion, even if it's in extra time, Vancouver's in. So a couple of scenarios, but one season to the next, you always wonder at the start of the year, who's going to come from the outside and get in? This is different, being in a position to be the first team to qualify in the Vancouver Canucks.
They've been good all year, though, to their credit. They've been pretty consistent, and it's quite a turnaround. Coach Rick Tocchet got there at the end of last year and certainly got what he wanted for most of the season from his star players. Quinn Hughes really took it upon himself to drive the offense. But more than anything, up until the last five games, Casey DeSmith's gone in, done a nice job, 3-1-1. But Thatcher Demko in goal has been, you know, a big, big difference. And, you know, lots of times they say you're only as good a coach as your goaltending. And in this case, I would say Rick Tocchet's an excellent coach, but Thatcher Demko's had a fabulous season.
Hey, bizarre schedule for the Vancouver Canucks. Remember the game a couple of weeks ago? Vancouver was here?
Yep.
Their next road game is also here. It's two straight road games in Vegas, separated by a month, because they're on a nine-game homestand right now. They've won four of the first six as they enter down the stretch, and that can be hard too.
That can be. We've witnessed that over the years here with the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, if you go 6-2-1, you're pretty happy.
Yeah, that's the situation for the Vancouver Canucks, and we're also following this development. So if you're cheering, if you're a Vegas Golden Knight fan, you're saying, Vancouver, go.
Yeah.
You're far enough ahead.
For sure.
Win the game tonight. Beat Los Angeles in regulation. Los Angeles is on a Western Canadian swing, which is going to be challenging. They got Edmonton. Who do you want to win that one? I don't know. But tonight, you're definitely cheering for Vancouver to give yourself an opportunity. Isn't it funny? You can go from this feeling of where are we with Vegas, this land of the middle, the mere middle. Can we find it again, to potentially being a point out of a home ice spot after tonight?
Yeah, that's how volatile it is. It's going to be for over the last dozen games, as we've talked about. He didn't want it to be this close. It is now. And Coach Cassidy earlier in the show talking about, you know, this team usually rises to the challenge. And they have over the last couple of years, for sure.
Can be tied for third place in the Pacific or 3 points. I want to correct myself. 3 points within Edmonton after tonight. Columbus, Chicago, San Jose, all out of the playoffs. It's official.
Okay. It doesn't have to be official.
No.
No. They weren't contenders for a long, long time.
Columbus, though, that this back-to-back year is where it's gone nasty.
The whole franchise, the whole time they've been a franchise, they've really struggled to get footing. Let's be honest.
And you didn't see much. They got rolled against Colorado the other night. Allowed six straight goals.
I know.
Gave up 51 shots. And then the next night, for the last 40 minutes, it was nasty, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think of all the things when I watch the Columbus Blue Jackets and look at the numbers, Zach Werenski, a young defenseman, mid-20s defenseman, great skater, he was at least going into the game against the Golden Knights even on the season. And I know plus-minus, nobody really puts value in it, but where there's still value in my mind is when you compare the same roster. Playing on the same team, there's guys minus-28. He plays over 22 minutes a game, and he's even. Heck of a player.
Yeah, when your plus-minus is a cold day in northern Saskatchewan, it's a really bad situation.
It's been a bad situation.
Really, really, really difficult. Other teams that are on the fringe of being eliminated, you've got Anaheim. Obviously, their challenges continue.
Yeah.
There's a couple of teams. I think Ottawa has been a disappointment. They're going to be out a lot earlier than anybody expected at the start of the year. Pittsburgh is going to be bounced. Not mathematically yet,
right.
but they're out.
Buffalo?
There's a couple of teams. Buffalo at least made it close recently.
Like they always do.
But Buffalo, it's funny. Buffalo was really out of it for most of the year. And they made it close lately. But the bad vibes existed. If you're selling tickets or you're trying to get some excitement going around the team, they missed a bulk of the year.
They missed on their goaltender, right?
Devin Levi.
They started with that kid.
Yeah.
Not ready. And Comrie as the backup, journeyman.
He got hurt.
But you've got Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. He's your goalie of the future. By the time they got to him, their season had already slipped away. He finally finds his status as an NHL goaltender when they finally give him a run of games. He's their guy. He's better. He's going to be better than Levi.
Well, that's going to be decided.
Well, it'll be decided, but he's put in he'd already put in the work in the American Hockey League.
Which Levi hasn't done yet.
Not to make this
a Buffalo Sabre conversation.
No, but he's Levi's going to be good. He's been good in the American Hockey League, but I think they made a big mistake in the way they start with their goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion.
I think that you are swayed because Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is one of the most enjoyable, fun names to say.
UPL. I wouldn't even go with UPL.
UPL is doing yourself a disservice. It's robbing you of the joy of saying Uka Pekka Luka.
I just got to see him a lot in the OHL.
Your son played with him, right?
Yeah, for a couple seasons. So I've seen his development over 5 years and always been impressed.
Importance of tonight, it can be put on different aspects of the game. What's first and foremost the message from Bruce Cassidy to his group going against St. Louis?
Well, you know, to kind of echo what he was talking about earlier in the show, you have to make sure that you take care of the space between the blue lines. And that means the forwards in good position to pressure, make them give the puck up. They're a good rush team. And the better way to do that is to put pucks in good spaces on the forecheck. Pucks that you can go in and retrieve.
So you'll see a lot of chipping pucks in tonight?
I do.
If things are going good for Vegas, you'll see chipping it behind their defensemen.
And if things are going even better for them, you'll see guys like Kyrou and Thomas chipping the puck because they have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and hopefully your retrievals are as good as they've been.
Ashley Weiss had the conversation with Bruce Cassidy in the middle of the game the other night, and he talked about the difference between the first and the second. And the first wasn't bad. It just wasn't as great as the second.
It was blah.
Yeah, it was, you're right, the meager middle. But the difference in a positive nature was they were being more patient and they were making plays with the puck instead of just going low to high. You love going low to high.
Not as much as Eddie Olczyk, but that opens things up. But our team is better when they hold on to the puck below the hash marks, looking to make those cycle plays.
It's funny because you don't want them holding onto the puck as much in between the two blue lines.
Correct.
But holding onto the puck and being patient deep in the other team's zone, take advantage of it.
Make them defend and then have somebody get to the interior, which is that space between the hash marks in front of the net.
So I'm going with Ivan Barbashev. He's going to be the big player tonight. Just the theater of it all. We've got Logan Thompson starting.
Yep.
It will be another appearance for him. It'll be his fourth straight appearance overall. Where are you sizing up the impact to come tonight?
Well, I'll piggyback off Barbashev. That means Jack Eichel has to be in the mix, right on the same line. I think.
Are they on the same line? We'll see. Yeah.
I'm just assuming.
We don't know whether they.
I'm not piggybacking off you anymore. It's like, yeah. I'm going with Jack Eichel.
All right. That's a good one right now. Milestone the other night for Jack.
Yep.
Maybe it's another milestone tonight for Ivan Barbashev. It's always a milestone when I hang out with Taryn Elliott. Thanks for listening to Nighttime on Tune. Noon on Nighttime Plus at Fox Sports Las Vegas. Enjoy the game.